It's easy to feel overwhelmed when you look at modern supply chains, because they're not just one company moving boxes. They're interconnected networks touching manufacturers, distributors, retailers, carriers, and customers.
Exactly, and that connectedness is both their strength and their vulnerability. A demand shift, weather event, port congestion, raw material shortage, or supplier failure can ripple quickly.
And that's where it gets really stressful. If you're still relying on experience and spreadsheets, the response can feel too slow and too reactive.
That's why AI is becoming a practical way to make supply chains more predictive, efficient, and resilient. It can process large volumes of data, detect patterns, and recommend actions before problems become severe.
I love that idea because the pressures are real. Demand volatility and supplier risk are two of the biggest ones.
Demand is increasingly unpredictable. Product launches, social media trends, seasonal changes, and shifting consumer preferences can all change what customers want, and sometimes fast.
It can feel like a forecast is fresh today and outdated by the weekend. Then companies are left balancing too much inventory against the fear of stockouts.
Supplier risk is equally critical. Many businesses depend on a small number of critical suppliers, and that concentration creates real exposure.
And when a supplier faces financial distress, quality problems, labor shortages, or geopolitical issues, the impact can spread quickly. Monitoring all of that manually across global networks is incredibly difficult.
This is where AI adds value in several main areas. The first is demand forecasting.
That one feels especially powerful. AI can analyze multiple signals at once, historical orders, weather, promotions, regional trends, and market conditions, rather than looking at each piece in isolation.
Yes, and the models can adapt as new information arrives. That helps companies adjust inventory before shortages or surpluses become painful.
The second area is inventory optimization, and that's a big relief for teams who are always caught between carrying too much stock and losing sales from too little.
AI can estimate appropriate stock levels for each location using demand forecasts, lead times, supplier reliability, and warehouse capacity. That produces location-specific recommendations instead of one-size-fits-all rules.
The third area is supplier risk monitoring, and I think that's where many companies feel the most exposed.
Continuous analysis of performance history, delivery delays, quality defects, financial indicators, news reports, and external disruptions can flag emerging problems early.
That early warning is so valuable because it can prompt alternative sourcing or safety stock adjustments before a disruption spreads.
The fourth area is logistics and network planning. AI can evaluate thousands of scenarios for transportation routes, carrier selection, warehouse placement, and delivery scheduling.
That helps balance cost, speed, and reliability, which is important because the cheaper-looking option is not always the best fulfillment choice.
Right. It helps companies choose the option that best fits the moment, not just the one with the lowest sticker price.
The fifth area is proactive exception handling, and that's where things can feel less chaotic for the teams on the front line.
AI can identify likely impacts of delays, stuck containers, or production stoppages, and prioritize the most urgent issues. That gives teams faster, better-informed response options.
I really like that, because it turns a firefighting moment into a more managed response.
A practical AI-enabled supply chain is not just a software upgrade. It is a change in decision-making.
That's a great way to put it. It combines data from procurement, production, inventory, transportation, and sales into a shared, near real-time view.
Successful implementations usually begin with a specific, high-value problem. For example, improving forecasting for a product line, reducing stockouts in one region, or increasing supplier visibility.
And once that value is demonstrated, the approach can expand across the network in a much more confident way.
That said, major challenges remain. Data quality is foundational.
This is where it can get frustrating, because incomplete, inconsistent, or outdated data weakens forecasts and recommendations.
Organizations need clean data pipelines and clear ownership. Integration is also critical, because supply chain data often lives in separate systems like ERP, transportation management, warehouse systems, and supplier portals.
And AI is most useful when it can access a broad operational view, not just one silo.
Finally, human oversight is essential.
I'm glad you said that. AI should not replace supply chain professionals.
It should provide better insights, reduce manual work, and free teams to focus on strategy, problem solving, and coordination.
That feels like the healthy balance. Technology doing the heavy lifting, while people make the meaningful judgments.
The central takeaway is that AI is becoming a core capability in modern supply chain management, not just a trend.
Companies that can forecast demand more accurately, detect risk earlier, and respond faster will gain a real competitive advantage.
The practical path is to start with meaningful problems, invest in strong data foundations, and build systems that support human decision-making.
Done well, AI can transform supply chain management from a reactive burden into a strategic advantage, improving resilience, efficiency, and preparedness.